Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Law 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Crisis averted.
Whew, thank God.
They found Jimmy's jacket in the activities room. It's not lost.
Oh, all right.
What a tremendous relief.
Wow.
I just bought that jacket and I was like, it cannot be lost. I'm like, he came home from golf and I'm like, where's your jacket? And he's like, I don't know. I was like, damn it, this kid's just like me.
It is like looking at yourself and you're looking at kids, isn't it?
Oh, man.
All right, there are a lot of things to debate, especially nowadays with an election right around the corner. Nah. Too serious for us.
So I found this on the Shade Room, and it was a post of what are some of the things in life that we romanticize that if we really break it down and thought about it, we should not be romanticizing. And some of these things I thought may be debatable, so I've brought them to the table for us to debate.
What were the ones that, what was one as an example you gave us last time?
So I have that, the ones we've already discussed were being a ride or die in a relationship, right? Because I want to ride, but why I got to die. Situationships, where you love someone, but they not necessarily loving you back the same.
Too complicated. There's nothing romantic about that, man.
Overly sexual culture and whole phases before marriage. Hustle culture, the idea that working nonstop with little rest is actually a key to success.
It's a quick way to burn out.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. There were couples goals, because in reality, we really don't know these couples in real life that we label goals.
Yeah, the last one I had couple goals for were J-Lo and Ben Affleck.
And look now, right? Yeah, right.
Dude, that's on you.
Yeah. The first 48 hours looked amazing.
And the last one was love at first sight, because in reality, you don't know a thing about this person. Yeah. You're just attracted to them.
Right.
All right. So what else are we romanticizing that actually blows in reality?
Okay. So the first one I saw was staying with somebody and saying that it's a good thing if they go to jail.
Huh. That's definitely romanticized. And yeah. I think in reality, if you had a partner and it's like a ride or die till death do us part, even if you're in a prison cell and that's where it's going to happen. Yeah, that's not going to be a pleasant experience.
I guess it depends on what the crime is also, to be honest with you. Am I going to be the quote-unquote ride or die?
Yeah, because how long are you going to be in there?
Right.
How long I got to ride?
Yep. 30 to life.
And what did you do?
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. That matters. Women proposing to men. That one was debated a lot in the comments from what I saw.
I don't think that's romanticized, though, is it? I don't feel like that applies in this.
I think in a world like of feminism, like why do we have to have this tradition? I can take control of that.
The
also,
idea, you know, the is idea. Okay. The idea is romanticized, not the actual getting down on bended knee doing it.
I guess I'm old school here. I would not like that.
I wouldn't like it either. I feel like I still want to get on a knee and ask for your hand in marriage.
I had to play catcher at softball. I'm not getting on my knees. They're shot.
So many times.
Keep a trap shut, Bert Weiss.
Controlling and manipulative relationships, or cutting off family and friends for a partner whom you don't know you will be with forever.
Why is that romantic? That's just straight stupid.
Well, no, here's where I really agree with this one. And I've noticed this trend on social media that it's so easy for, or not so easy, but there's so many people saying like, oh, toxicity, just cut them off. Just cut them. Like there's a lot of cutoffs happening. And I do feel like cutoffs have been romanticized. Like that'll just give you clarity and you'll have a toxic free life because you cut these people out of your life, when in fact it's so much more complicated than that. So I do feel like the cutoffs have been overly romanticized, and that's not like a one size fits all for a lot of situations. And I feel like there are some people out here who be cutting people off that don't need to be cut off, and then others that struggle with that decision.
Yeah, I can argue on both sides of this. I come from a family of cutoffs. Like anytime anybody on the family tree gets in even a little argument, right? Cut them off for 10 years, which is really, really stupid. But I have also been in relationships in my family where it was truly toxic every single time. It hurt me. There was nothing I could do about it. And the only thing you can do is control yourself in those situations. And at some point, you make the very difficult decision like, okay, that's it, man. I can't do this anymore. But as I've I've said a million times on this show, there is always a gravitational pull back to family, even if it's dysfunctional.
1,000%. This one was highly debated in the comments as well. Choosing your partner over your own dreams or career. I know a lot of people seem to do that, but
it's a lot of regret.
Yeah.
A lot of resentment.
But that is something that is definitely romanticized when in actuality. And it's so crazy you bring that one up because I just saw a reel a woman put together and singing about how she was living in L.A. and her boyfriend, who she's been with for 3 years, wanted to move back to Texas to be closer to his dad. Mm-hmm. So she packs everything up and puts her career on hold and moves everything to Texas. And then a couple months later, he writes her a note that says, "I don't think we're compatible."
See? That's why
and
I'm
now
choosing
she's
dreams.
Living in Florida with her mom.
Got to be more careful. Mm-hmm. Couple funny ones. Some people said being an adult.
That is 100% romanticized.
So not fun.
Not at all. Showering together or cooking together, because move.
Oh, my God.
Those are two different things.
Showering together is romanticized. I'm freezing. Get out of my way.
Yeah, I don't like
I
it
need
either.
The water.
Yes.
The shampoo's getting in my eyes. I need the water. Oh, you need the water, but I... And then the cooking. Anybody in my space in the kitchen... I'm like feeling very a visceral reaction to it right now.
That's what all of the women in the comments were saying. Like, I appreciate you thinking you can help,
no.
But you are not helping. Get up out this kitchen. Move.
I think you feel differently about the showering together.
I'd fight you on that one. Not at this time when we got kids listening, but okay. I'll fight you in bonus.
Okay. And the last two, the starving artist lifestyle.
Oh, yes.
Oh, three, actually. Adventure travel. This one was shocking to me. The appeal of spontaneous trips can ignore the stress and challenges that come with them. In reality, you're just running from problems that are going to be there when you get back.
I disagree with that one, man.
I had a feeling you would.
Yeah, I like do that too. One, right?
And lastly, youth. The romantic notion that youth is the best time of life, disregarding the struggles that often accompany it. Being an adult has its ups and downs, and yeah. So does being younger.
The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No